Welcome back to Talkville, folks, the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast, where we're in our fourth season. So if you're just joining us now, you need to rewind and be kind and catch up. And you need to, we're watching this. Our handles are at Talkville Podcast or at Talkville Pod. Follow us, write a review, watch us on YouTube. And more importantly, if you're really enjoying the show, the most important thing is joining Patreon. Patreon, P-A-T-R-E-O-N, patreon.com/Talkville to support the podcast and keep us going, because it's the patrons that keep us going and we really support it. It's the fans. Ryan, you all right today?
I'm good.
You seem a little bit, your hands moving.
Oh, I was checking my frame and it's going to be medium anyway.
Oh, okay. Yeah, your framing's good. Welling, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing okay. Thanks for being here, guys. Really nice to see you.
You were in a snowstorm, so we couldn't record Wednesday.
Yeah, I got snowed in at preschool.
Yeah, you were in a preschool hours. With all these kids. That's where he was calling me from. He was stuck there for hours. Well, no, there are other kids there too.
You know, listen, you know the worst? This might be something for your other podcast, but like, I knew I shouldn't have gone to preschool. And like, I got stuck there because I should have stayed home. Does that make any sense?
No.
Like, it was snowing. I was like, yeah, but it's a school day, so we're going to go. So we go. And then it really starts dumping. And I'm like, I should have just stayed home. I knew it. I should have gone with my gut. It was one of those things.
You sound like Seinfeld. I was just watching some clip of Seinfeld where he's like, people are always saying, did you see the show? You got to see the show. This is the best show you'll ever see. Jerry, you have to watch this show. I mean, you got to get through the first four first.
That's the worst thing you can hear.
I know. He's like, what?
It's the worst. I know. The only exception to that rule is you. Every show you've told me to watch has been good, and
right?
You're the only one who slips through for me.
Because I hate most shows.
Watch something, I'm like, I'm gonna wait.
I only will recommend it if I think it's really good. Like Dark. Do you see Dark?
No.
Oh boy.
German time travel.
Yes, there you go. First season. Watch it in German. Yeah. Subtitled. If you watch it's one of the best shows ever made.
Just buckle in, buddy. Here you go.
Dude.
5-point harness. Here
Tom
you go.
And I were in Australia and I told him to watch it. He didn't sleep that night. He watched like 8 straight episodes, 8 hours. He was up till 4 or 5 in the morning.
Oh my God.
I did.
It's crazy. If you didn't get a chance to call into our hotline, leave a question for the episode. Make sure you do for future ones. All that info is in the show's description. Also, you can go to my Instagram and the link tree and you can see where the cons Tom and I are going to. You can see I'm on Cameo. Tom's on Cameo. So the link tree on my Instagram at the Michael Rosenbaum. And there's a whole bunch of other stuff on there, joining Patreon, whatnot. You can get talkvillepodcast.com. You can get tons of merch. And also in the Inside of You online store, you can get Smallville merch and all that stuff as well. So anyway, without further ado, let's get into season 4, episode 7. This is called Jinx. I knew a girl named Jinx. Her name was Jinx Albright. Albright.
Jinx.
Can you imagine your parents name you Jinx?
Jinx.
I mean, there's a joke here, which I'm not going to say, but.
Well, I mean, she was a pretty girl, but like Jinx.
Jinx Albright. It sounds like a CBS detective drama. Like
Jinx,
she's like the
Albright.
Lead. Yeah.
Next on CBS.
Did she say if you said her name, did she say it back to you?
No, but think about
like,
it.
Jinx,
like,
Jinx.
If it doesn't work out, you're like, ugh, did you get jinxed? Yeah. Did you? Yeah. Totally jinxed. She jinxed me. Anyway, title Jinx aired November 3rd, 2004. That's my friend Roger's birthday. Paul Shapiro directed its second episode. He directed Stray, which was really good, with Ryan, the character Ryan. Writers Mark Warshaw, who I liked Mark, first and only episode, wrote, guest star Trent Ford as Mikhail Miltjeblik, Kevin Case as Daniel Kjellshare, and Rob Freeman as Coach Wayne Quigley.
You know, I'll throw this out there real quick. You said you liked him. I've seen you like people you don't like.
No, I didn't. I like two.
You said you like Shapiro, but I will say that you like people you don't even like, which is very kind
of
cool.
No. I'm saying I like that episode he directed.
Oh, never mind then.
Yeah, I like Stray. I don't know if I liked him. I don't even remember who he is. Didn't he just pass away?
Oh,
that's Servino. That's Servino.
No, he's alive.
Okay.
Well, maybe Servino.
With threats of Russian collusion in local Kansas high school football, Clark battles living out his dream of an athlete and keeping his parents happy. The episode begins on the gridiron as the Crows play for a shot at the state championship. Didn't even know they were that good to do that, but they're getting better. Chloe leaves the action to meet up with Mikhail Mikspielik, a mysterious long-haired bookie. Unlike many sports books nowadays, he is unwilling to make mid-game bets. Despite offering Chloe a cryptic warning about Clark, Mikhail eventually takes her bet on Smallville winning. Now, you know, I thought his accent was, I think he did a good job. I don't think he had a Russian accent. He was Russian. I think he just put it on. I didn't think it was that bad. It was a little too much, but I didn't think it was that bad. Did you, Tom?
I don't remember whether or not he was acting the accent or not. I just don't.
His name is Trent Ford.
His name is Trent Ford. I think he was acting.
I think I got used to what he was doing. I got used to it a bit too much. He was actually one of the worst villains ever. They established him immediately as the most horrible person in Smallville.
Yeah.
In that scene. He's the worst person. There's no redeeming quality at all ever for this guy.
The game comes down to the wire in a final play to win. Clark recovers a fumble and heads down the field, rumbling, stumbling, bumbling all the way to the end zone after plowing through the defense. However, much to Jonathan's worry in the stands, this play results in Clark doing the Damar Hamlin to one of the opposing players. Wow. Bryce. Clark and Jason go to visit the opposing player in the hospital. The coach is amazed how Clark was able to shatter the guy's collarbone and goes on to skeptically question Clark's ability to go from farm boy to star football player. And the word on the street is that Clark is juicing, taking PEDs. What's PEDs?
Performance enhancing drugs.
Oh, thank you.
Yep.
Any gnarly injury stories, boys playing sports? Anybody? I've had back surgeries.
I think I need a second hand to count your back surgeries.
But I've never had, like, knock on wood, I've never had a broken bone or my ankle fractured or my tibia or fibia or clavicle or any of those broken.
I did 4 years as an undersized football player. I didn't have any of that, thank God. But thank God. Likely a concussion or two.
Yeah. By the way, I'm tired. I've had a couple. You know, I'm not even tired.
A couple concussions left wrist, but been pretty fortunate. Yeah.
Two concussions. Jeez. Clark and let's
lots
see.
Lots of stitches.
That night in Luther Mansion, Lex is meeting with the foreign exchange student, Mikhail. Lex is skeptical of him being awarded a scholarship despite his lackluster academic performance. As Lex goes to make a drink, Mikhail whispers, "Cut." And shortly after, Lex slices his finger, similar to how Mikhail forced a fumble in the game. And luckily, Lex didn't hear this, though, so he's none the wiser.
Question. When did Lex start making gin and tonics and not just pouring straight scotch? Why now? Is it just for this bit?
Maybe a gin and tonic.
Wait,
decided to do
also
this for.
just for this date, fireside date.
Yeah. I've never noticed look any of this. I never paid attention to that.
Anytime.
Look at how big this fire is. Glenn directed this, so it's going to be beautiful. The fire is raging. You're making a gin and tonic, and you guys are just like vibing, like.
What is this?
Lex digs foreign people because he fancies himself worldly.
Well, maybe he has lectual healing with his Russian.
God.
He has lectual healing. He likes to like bald guys who are
we walked into that one, Ryan.
Not what have you.
Point is, most every time you go to the drink counter, you're just pouring a scotch and that's it. Or you're drinking one of your fancy, like, clear blue water bottles.
Do you know I have one of the water bottles here.
Oh, really?
I kept it.
Those are so specific.
I have the water bottle and I have the glasses that I drank out of, the Lex Luthor glasses.
That's cool.
Yeah. And there's a really whacked out poster of a doll. Did you notice that one above the fireplace? Look next time. But I have it somewhere. I asked for it.
I remember that. Choice.
And then I told the guy I'm taking it. And David goes, take it. I already made a copy replacement, so don't worry about it.
I was just saying possibly Lex mixed up his cocktail because of the fact that Lionel's been poisoning him.
Yes, good call. Maybe he's mixing up. Maybe he brings in every time he comes and drinks at his own bar, he brings his own alcohol that he got from ShopRite or whatever the hell.
ShopRite.
Yeah, it's a New York store. The next day at Smallville High, the stereotypical Eastern European kid walks in the torch, put the moves on Chloe and questioned her recent big bet. Mikhail bribes Chloe to keep his name out of any articles and goes on to offer an opportunity to make enough money to pay for college. If this guy's powers are legit, he should be super rich and have no need to be in high school taking $20 bets. You know what I mean, Ryan? I mean, he's like, if he's this, he should be doing like NFL football games.
Well, he is doing NFL. Well, he starts doing, they go to Sharks games.
Right, but he's in high school taking money from high school kids. I like $10 here or there.
Oh, I see.
It doesn't make
point.
Much sense.
Like, why?
But, you know, you throw that out the window. You throw it out the window. And the thing that I didn't like was it really made me uncomfortable, that scene with Chloe, with him and Chloe, because that was rapey.
It was.
It was telepathic rape.
There was no consent.
No, it made me really uncomfortable, and she was so uncomfortable, and it did. I don't know. It made me really uncomfortable.
Oh, boy.
You know, teachers dating students, and, you know, you got their...
This is a different accent.
You got a Russian person, man, going out and forcing a girl with his telepathic ways.
I don't know what voice I'm
well,
doing.
Well, I think... And listen, this guy's a villain. Like, I'm not, you know...
Yeah, he's
saying
a villain. You're right.
He's doing his right. But later in the episode, he reveals something to Lex about he knows what the game is and he knows how to choose the people he's talking to get them to do what he wants. And it's horrible.
Yeah.
But this is a slow burn. Like, this is why, like, he's a villain from the absolute beginning and Chloe doesn't see it.
Yeah.
Because she wants the story.
Back on the farm, Jonathan talks with his son and pulls out the old I told you so with the state championship on the line. Clark is unwilling to turn back now. He tells Jonathan that this is his responsibility now and he'll take care of it. I like that. Clark goes to talk with his coach later that night at a party celebrating the win at the Talon. He is celebrated by teammates, cheerleaders, and a head coach that we've never seen before.
Yep.
The next day, we see Bougie. Chloe walking into the torch, still... she is still high on the rush from the night before and finally understands why the hell people gamble on sports. Mikhail tries to get her to put an end to her story about the high school football betting ring. She refuses, but then after using his powers to make her kiss him, Chloe has second thoughts. Chloe's been through the ringer this season. Lionel in Clark's body teasing her, her straddling Clark after being under the influence of the green drink, her being forced to kiss this random kid. That's taxing. She's been through a lot. Back at the Kents, Clark is practicing throwing to see how talented he is without powers. Clark grabs some kryptonite and tries throwing the football, but now he sucks. Martha interrupts. I didn't think he sucked. He didn't miss by that much. Martha interrupts the practice session to guilt trip her son into doing what's right.
I mean, he only missed by like a foot. Like if you watch football games, the ball has to be like, I mean, I get it. The target wasn't moving. I remember trying to do this and being like, I can do this, guys. And I made a couple. And then it was like, I don't know, the fourth or fifth, because they got sick of resetting the footballs. If you know what I mean? Like replacing them.
Yeah.
And so they were like, you know what, Tom, just throw it. We'll do it in post later.
Martha seems to learn about his plan to use kryptonite rock and instead urges him to figure out why he tripped in the last game so he avoids hurting anyone else. I'll tell you what. I like the fact that Clark was coming up with this idea to like, what if I have some kryptonite? What if I, you know, he's trying to figure out how he can make himself less than. I like that. I like that. It's something you don't really see. Most of the time I felt like this would have been something that they talk about or they don't show. But to show him doing that, I don't know. For some reason, I felt like it was uncharacteristic and less writery and more like, hey, this kid would try that. I appreciated that little moment. Clark heads to the torch to review some game footage. Chloe walks in and is willing to put aside Clark being creepy in the last episode. After hearing his experience on the field, Chloe puts things together that Mikhail is behind Clark's tripping. Chloe does some research, finds out that Mikhail's name backwards is related to a group of people in the Balkans who have the ability to control luck.
I mean, this was genius on Chloe's part, this whole part. You know what I mean? Like, she really figured a lot out.
She knew. Wow. Clark sees this, leaves determined to get even with the kid who controls the odds. If only Mikhail found a more clever way of hiding his identity.
Meanwhile, Lex is just shooting pool.
Oh, yeah. That's what he does.
In his office.
Sometimes
midday.
People would say, you know, sometimes I'd see you setting up the cue ball wherever you wanted and just shooting. And I go, yeah, they weren't supposed to show that part a lot of times. They were supposed to show me hitting the ball, but so they'd even rewound it more and put me sometimes, I don't know if it was in this scene, but putting the ball down this, I'm just getting set up. So my excuse is, oh, Lex is just taking some shots.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that works.
Yeah.
There you go.
Mikhail heads to Luther Mansion to ask Lex to deport this foreigner. And would you believe it? Mid-conversation, we get a shot of Lex actually sinking a pull shot, but it's a scratch. During this convo, Lex asks Clark if he's uncomfortable seeing Lana with a former quarterback. He knows about Jason and Lana and is just cool with that. Better yet, he's sponsoring the team. Interesting.
Talkville is brought to you by Factor. I love Factor. I spent so much money, Tom, going to the grocery store and then making meals and spending so much time, and then the ingredients get wasted and you don't, sometimes like you don't even cook them, and or delivery services, and paying so much money. Factor meals you will absolutely love. These meals are made in 2 minutes. They're delicious. There's 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week. You'll always have new flavors to explore. Make today the day you kickstart a new healthy routine. What are you waiting for? I mean, this stuff is just great. It comes to your door, you put it in the fridge, and you cook it when you want to. You're going to save so much money, and you're going to have great meals.
I enjoy going to eat it.
Yeah.
Does that sound weird?
It doesn't. Warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Help meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. No matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great-tasting meals.
Treat yourself to restaurant-quality meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and blackened salmon.
Keep kitchen time to a minimum. Factor meals are ready in 2 minutes. No shopping, prepping, cooking, or cleaning up.
Enjoy effortless support for your lifestyle. Choose from 6 menu preferences to help you manage calories, maximize protein intake, avoid meat, or simply eat well-balanced.
Choose from 6 menu preferences to help you manage calories, maximize protein intake, avoid meat, or simply eat well-balanced. Head to factormeals.com/talkville50 and use code talkville50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code talkville50 at factormeals.com/talkville50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Macy's, Adidas, Walmart, Nike, Wine.com, Samsung, Lenovo, Sephora, and more. And even stack sales on top of cashback. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
That night in the Torch loft, Jason talks with Lana about the idea of Clark being on drugs. She can't believe it and goes on to tell Lana that he lied about testing the star quarterback because Clark knows about the relationship. That was a nice, kindly thing to do.
I actually think this is I think Jensen really pulled this scene off. He's got all the words in this scene.
Yeah.
He's saying three different things, exposing himself and his character to Lana. And it makes me think that maybe there's something behind it, which is what you want for drama of a television show. But I thought he really nailed this scene.
Lex meets with Mikhail about his scholarship being terminated because of extracurricular activities.
Did anybody catch the fact that map is in the background of this whole thing?
No.
Remember the map from the other episode?
I never noticed that.
It's in the background.
No.
It's like highlighted, but we never talk about it.
Yeah. I'm sure it comes back.
Mikhail tries to win his way back by offering a wager in the state championship game. If the Crows lose, Mikhail gets to stay and gets $1 million from the Luthers. If they win, Mikhail shares why Lionel was interested in bringing him to America. Mikhail leaves to go visit Clark in his loft. He force chokes him and then threatens to put more of his friends in the hospital if he does not throw the game.
Why doesn't he just like do the same thing to Lex? I mean, I get why he does it. Like, he's really trying to get Lex on his side, I guess. Is that the difference? Because he could just do to Lex what he was doing to Clark.
He could just say, write me a check for $1 million, Lex.
Yeah, and you'd have to.
Right. And then I wrote it and I gave it to him. I gave it to him. I did sign it. Well, Mr. Luther, I'm sorry about you. Our shit out of luck.
Does anyone ever get it wrong? Does he, what do you say? Right. And then he just like writes a postcard.
Cut. And then Lex goes. he says to cut his finger. Cut. He goes, cut. No, not cut cheese.
Oh, my powers are so inaccurate.
Cut finger, not cheese. The next day in the halls, Chloe catches up with Clark.
I love that Dracula's here now.
Look, I like to suck your blood and cut your finger. And
I do not
your
say
feet.
Blah, blah, blah.
She shares more research on done on locusts, which are kryptonite of Mikhail's family. Apparently, they block the signals that allow them to control people. In prep for the big game, we find Clark in the locker room with the lights off, getting hyped with some Green Day. And after some nice product placement. What?
This was so over the top.
This was over the top.
Yeah. Because Boulevard of Broken Dreams was a huge when this episode came out.
Was it?
The biggest song world.
I wonder how they got it.
What is it?
This is like a Gladiator thing. I remember them being like, we need to get a shot of you next to the Old Spice. And I was like,
ridiculous.
No. I think that this is the worst time in music. It's one of the worst times in music. Now is the worst. Maybe not the worst time in music, but it was definitely, everybody was like, I mean, that was okay, but like there's so many bands that were just like noise. It wasn't like the grunge era where there was a lot of cool grunge that came out.
I mean, I think someone who was 50 back then would have also said there was a lot of noise in the early 90s.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe I'm old. Sorry, guys. Apologize.
We'll insolent talk noise.
People are like, I like them. I like Green Day.
I also couldn't believe the Old Spice plug. That was absurd.
I don't even remember what happened.
Well, just in this scene.
It was product placement. I remember it. It became a thing because I saw it in
yeah,
I was like, what
disgusting.
Is this? And they're like, well, and I'm like, but they're paying the show $50,000. They're not paying me anything. Why am I doing this? It was like a thing. I'm like, I'm not putting my face in this.
I don't blame you.
I've been using Old Spice for like 40 years. Like, I actually use it.
I do too.
They got you early.
Well, I do. But I'll only continue to use it maybe if they offer to sponsor us. Because I'm not going to use it now. I'm using this stuff called Humble, which isn't a sponsor, but it's all natural ingredients. Humble. I think it's Humble. Or Bubble? Hubble? Humble. Anyway,
that sounds right.
I'm going to screw off.
All right.
Clark tells his father that he and Chloe have a plan, and no matter how hard Jonathan tries to understand Clark's decision, that it's his, not his father's. Next, we see Chloe sneaking into the AV section of the stadium and tampering with the loudspeakers to send high-pitched signals that disrupt Mikhail's powers. The game goes into the fourth quarter until Mikhail realizes what's happening. He storms into the room. Yeah, why did he wait so long? Where Chloe is. All right, finally I have to. My head is killing me. At the end of the game, I'll figure this out.
Look, after the first quarter, I'll go get a smoothie. I'll come back, and then we'll see how it goes. I know, it's still bad. All right, I will wait till halftime. I'll get the pretzel.
Now you're Yiddish.
Pretzel.
Listen, if you want to get the pretzel and some matzah and the meatballs. I think you have to do more like roll your R's and things like this.
Listen.
Like this is more Russian.
Listen, not Russian. Нет.
All right. He storms into the room. Chloe is there, ears bleeding, and holds her up at knife point after taking a punch like a champ. On the field, the game has gone to its final play. Once again, the Crows need a 50-yard touchdown to win the game. Before Clark can take the field, Mikhail walks to the sideline with Chloe's press badge and threatens to kill her. Clark takes that pep talk in the huddle and prepares to win the game. He takes the snap, heaves a Hail Mary, and then when everyone's focus is on the play, he super speeds into the room. It takes, seems like, minutes where Chloe is being held at knife point, throws Mikhail aside, freed Chloe from the handcuffs, returns to the play just in time to see his receiver make the catch and win the game. The bull time was really cool.
I just think that Clark ran even faster than he did with Bart. Like, he covered a lot of ground real quick right there. Like, he could have just gone a direct route, broken through the wall, and then return. Like, he went all the way around. Like, he was so nice about it, the way that he was going to save the day. I also thought he was going to catch the ball himself.
I did too.
Did anybody else think that? I was scared about that, because that would have been not good. Stupid. You know what, though? I got to say, I think the way they should have shot it is, They just should have started in the fourth quarter. The Smallville is down by six, blah, blah, blah. That's how you start it. And then then McHale kind of does this thing. He's like leaning back the whole time, like everything's fine. And they're like, okay, you know, like I'm going to do this. And here he goes. And it's not working. And he's like, oh, crap. And then the next play is the big play. And he goes in there and Chloe's. And then everything happens really fast.
Yeah.
Instead of like this.
Think of a lot of things. And also in that football montage, the kick with the laces pointing towards the foot, that bothered me.
Yeah.
I was a holder. I should know.
You should not ever have laces out.
No, you never do that. Laces out.
Finkel. That night back at the camp, Jonathan's forced to eat crow as he and Martha share how proud they are of Clark winning and saving the day. All the same time, Chloe stops by to thank Clark for saving the day, but is skeptical of how she was freed from her handcuffs. She was really skeptical, and I like that. That was really kind of like, The night over in Luther Corp, we see Lex chaperoning Mikhail to his new home with similarly gifted people in level 33.1. The last time we saw that level 33 creepy. Was in Jitters with Tony Todd. I know that it was creepy. Here.
I forget
it was
on
here.
That
was cool. The episode ends with Clark connecting with black outfit Lana. He asks where Jason is to thank him for the living, inviting scouts out. But Lana tells him that Jason was fired that morning. Clark takes the news to Lex, upset that he took their private convo and got his coach fired. Lex makes a quip about their deteriorating friendship and says that Lana's relationship was taboo. Clark doesn't believe his motivations here.
Another fireside conversation in the Luther office.
Fireside chats with Lex. That would have been a cool segment, like fireside chat with Lex, like a post-production kind of internet thing.
Yeah, I mean, had this come out like a decade later, you might have done that.
Right. I would have done that. That ruins the character. It's okay to be you and be funny, but when you're playing a character and then you're doing it outside of reality or, you know, in reality.
It's like bloopers, yeah.
Things to remember here. The two football games, assuming that was just an entire day of filming at the stadium, Tom, is that correct?
It probably was. Probably was.
Thank you. That's all we got on that.
I do remember that slow motion running. I remember feeling a lot of pressure because they had guys on like stilts, like holding positions, and they were like, action. And then the camera and me would run through everyone. And I remember feeling a lot of pressure about like, I don't want to make these guys like stay there too long because it's not comfortable. I remember a lot of running. That's for sure.
Well, that's what you got to do. That's what you got to do. Interesting things of note.
Interesting things.
In the Superman comics, Mr. Mixblick was being from the fifth dimension that occasionally annoyed Superman and could only be temporarily defeated by tricking him into saying his name backwards. Clark references the movie Village of the Damned. Christopher Reeve starred in this film. Huh. And now it's time for The Hotline.
Talkville.
That's actually really interesting because I remember as a kid mixed plicks or whatever and him being tricked. Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah, that's all Bryce.
I mean, he was sort of brought to do something at the end, which made me think like, oh, this must be a reference to something.
All right, Hotline, here it is. This is a patron privilege. Join patreon.com/talkville and become a patron and support the podcast. Here's Mick Burtz with the first question.
Hey, this question is for the episode Jinx. This episode introduces another prominent Superman villain. Smallville seems pretty unique in that it's been introducing some pretty major characters very early in Clark's life, when traditionally Superman stories tend to wait to introduce people like Lex, Lois, you know, these villains until he's already Superman much later into his adulthood and wearing the cape. What do you guys think about that?
Well, I hadn't really thought about it, but I can't imagine the show I can't imagine a Clark show like this without a Lex. So apparently, you know, maybe we have to call Al, but they cracked a code here where it became interesting and, you know, then layering in some of these characters, a lot of who we don't ever see again. Yeah.
It was just interesting to have an adversary who you befriended in the beginning and watching their friendship deteriorate and they go become their ultimate inevitable, you know, personas. But bringing in other characters along the way just mixes it up and makes it more, you know, helps the fan base. You know, people love comics.
Mixes it up?
Yeah, this little... just for the record, this Mr. Mixblick guy, he's sort of like he's like this little guy with a derby, and he looks like he's like this little mythical guy.
Yeah.
And he's sort of like a little quirky. So I guess they try to like make it like a grounded sort of version for this.
Yeah.
But anyway, interesting thing of note.
Lana, here we go.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Hey guys, it's Lana rhymes with Banana W from Bakersfield, California. How many times did you guys mess up on Mixlpidelix's name? Because that's a hard one. Great show, guys.
Love
really
you, Lana.
Enjoying it.
Honestly, I never gave a crap. I
think
she's
talking. I think she's talking about right now as we're saying it because we didn't say it during the episode. We haven't gotten it right once.
Mix ziplick. All right, good question. Done. Here are some voicemails. Here's Crystal. Crystal, what you got? Crystal, what you got for us now? Come on now.
Hi, this is Crystal from Topeka, Kansas. The high school that Smallville plays against in the championship is actually the high school I graduated from. So I always thought this episode was cool, but it always made me wonder if either of you ever visited Kansas because of the show. Love the podcast. Love you guys. Bye.
My dogs are barking, but no, I never did. I never visited for that reason. Did you, Tom?
No, unfortunately not, but thanks for the call. That's actually very entertaining.
Yeah, Ryan's going to be going there. That. He's going to visit. He's going to go all to the Kansas? Places where Smallville was filmed because he's a real fan now.
Well, that'll be in Vancouver.
Well, Vancouver, but the actual, she's talking about.
The actual town.
The high school.
Kansas.
In Kansas. I don't know what the hell she
is. Is it not based on Metropolis, Illinois?
I don't think it is. We got Brian.
Hi, this is Brian G with a question for Jinx. Mixlpidelix is the show's most toned-down character from the comics, where he's essentially a god who messes with Superman for fun. But I think to capture his essence, he works for Season 4's tone, and if they wanted to go bigger in the future, I've always thought it'd be easy to retcon his limits as self-imposed rules for this game. Whether they went that way or had 33.1 give him his powers back, would you have liked him to go more comic book in future contests with Clark and Lex, or stay around this power level? As long as it was emotionally grounded, how comic booky do you think Smallville could or should go? Thanks, bye.
First of all, I'm just going to say, I wish he didn't have a Russian accent. I don't think he needed it. I think it could have been something subtle. I think he could have been just an English accent. I think that would have solved the, you know, sort of, it got a little distracting.
He could have been English, yeah.
Yeah.
That would have been fine.
Yeah.
He still could have been a foreign exchange student.
Exactly. Well, even German could have been a nice, because Germans are usually, I mean, not Germans are usually, but like the persona of like the dark days.
Yeah. As anybody else, Ryan, you probably noticed this, but with the questions we've been getting about this episode, a lot of them about that character. Like he struck a chord with people, this character.
Yeah, he's like a thing. And I'm still on his Wikipedia because I just thought it was interesting, but I guess.
See? Even with you.
So he's just sort of like this impish, quirky little guy. I'm seeing all the cartoon renderings of him. There's like, he's got a little derby. He's got a little suit. He's got like this, like, sort of like Doc Brown-esque hair. And I'm also seeing that Tom Lennon played him in Supergirl recently. So they obviously wanted, he's like a quirky, like animated fun character, which is what they're trying to do with that.
Yeah. It doesn't work.
He wasn't very fun in this episode.
No, and I think that was like a conscious choice because I think in this era was an era of like trying to ground things and make things serious. Like this is like about to be like the Christopher Nolan Batman era.
But you know what?
You know,
again, go with what works. And when I say that, play a character that appears to be likable, that tries to do these good things that you, it's almost like in the movie Fright Night, the vampire that lives next door. He's evil, but he's so charming and playful, and you kind of like him, and you're like, oh, wow, he's really bad. And instead of bad, listen, it just could be, it always makes it interesting. I ever direct again, I ever do any of those things, make characters redeeming. You know, I don't know.
Remember the guy who got the tickets for everybody in Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
I loved him. He's like, your mama's all right. Your daddy's all right.
I think that's what they were going for here. Yeah.
My favorite scene in Fast Times is the nerd guy. He goes, you know, when they say Damone, he's a real jerk. I always say, no, you know what? You don't know Damone. You know, when they say that Damone, why do you hang out with him, man? He's bad news. I'm like, no, you don't know Damone. But you know what? Maybe they do know you.
No.
I love that movie. No, I don't have to hear this. I don't have to hear this from you, all right?
Hey, it's Americo Garcia from Edinburgh, Texas, calling about episode Jinx, the scene where Clark's running through the hall at the end to save the day, and he's running through a wet floor that's being mopped, that's clearly wet. He doesn't slip or slide, so apparently he has super traction as well, and running in cleats, no less, football cleats. I just thought that was interesting, something I caught. Anyway, longtime lover of the show. Love the podcast. Thanks, guys.
All right, first I'm going to say this. Great question, but I think when you're in super speed, and also he doesn't slip. Remember, he doesn't trip. He doesn't do any of these things.
Well, he mentioned it to his dad early in the episode. When have you ever seen me trip?
When have you ever seen me trip? So I that's cool. By the way, this guy's accent, that would have worked. It was subtle and cool. I'm just saying.
I'm calling you from Romania.
I like it.
Hey guys, this is Shane from Michigan again. I got a question about season 4, episode Jinx. I believe Shane. That previously we had discussed that Lex was possibly attracted to Lana, but more than likely not. He was just being a friend. I believe by her choice to go to Paris and to be more grown up and do something that she's passionate about, that made Lex more attracted to her. Do you guys agree?
Can we also just talk about the... Can we just talk about the elephant in the room is that we need Shane to say, always hold on to Smallville. Like, what a voice that guy has.
Yeah, voice. Yeah, hey, man.
Like, you just get to talk like that all the time.
Hang on, is this it?
That must be awesome.
Hey, this is Shane calling from Michigan.
Awesome.
Man, I got one question for you. And he's got a good voice.
And he's asking about, like, Lana and Lex, which is actually kind of really funny.
You know, I think at this point, I think Lex's intentions are still looking out for Clark, even though he's got ulterior motives. That I think he's not doing anything wrong. He's just like dotting his I's, crossing his T's. He's like, hey,
he's allowing for the fish to swim in his sea. He's like, let's see where you're gonna swim. Let's see what you're gonna do. But in the meantime, he knows he could like pull a switch at some point and like, I don't know, something. But
Saying to someone, hey, did you take a package from my front of my house? No. Okay, well, what are you going to do? Well, I'm going to look on my video camera and I'm going to rewind it. And I'm going to see if you did. And if I see, you know what I mean? It's like to figure out, maybe not the best analogy, but you're trying to do everything you can to figure out something that seems impossible or something that seems unlikely or something that seems, you know, I want to get down to the truth here. That's all Lex wants to do.
One last quick thing. I think this episode really has a better impact because of the ending of that 33.1 or whatever it is. If that wasn't in this episode would have really been a dud. Like, what a great ending to an episode. I just want to say that.
No, I agree with you. I do.
Sam Wade from Richlands, North Carolina. Damn. On season 4, episode 7, Jinx, one of my favorite episodes of the series. I love the scene where that Clark is getting ready for the football game, and then he has the discussion with Jonathan
Ryan's favorite
afterwards.
Scene.
That's my question. Was any part of that discussion ad-libbed, or was all of that written? It hits the nail on the head. Love the series. Love you guys. Thanks for the podcast. Bye.
Tom, was any part of that?
We talked about it a little bit because it ended up being an Old Spice commercial, but I specifically to this question, and it's a good question. One of the hardest things you can do is one of the most challenging things as an actor is scenes where you don't say anything, but you have to kind of share. But you know, Glenn lit it. The camera operators are great. Like, everybody's trying to do something, but it really was an Old Spice commercial.
Gotcha.
It would have been who's your friend who did the Old Spice commercials for a long time?
Isaiah.
Yeah,
Mustafa.
It would have been really funny if Isaiah popped out of nowhere.
Oh, man, that would have been amazing. Here's Natalie.
I'm on a horse.
Hi, this is Natalie from Michigan. I have a question about season 4, episode 7. Did anybody else notice the Old Spice everywhere in this episode? In Clark's locker, in the sign above Bleach?
We're stopping you there because, Natalie, we talked about it. Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's effing ridiculous.
But thanks for calling.
Thanks for the insight. But yeah, Natalie, we agree with you. International folks, Peter, could you guys have done a more believable Russian accent? All right, I'm going to give mine here. Here we go.
Not me.
Here we go. Let's see. Based on the old Old Spice inclusion in this episode, do you remember any...
Can you say Old Spice in a Russian accent?
Any plans for future sponsors on the show?
Old Spice.
You kind of turn into Javier Bardem at the end.
Well, I think when you're speaking Russian, everything more is in the back of your throat, perhaps.
Duh.
I don't know. Probably not. Mickey, what's the furthest one of your teams has gone in sports or the most success you have athletically? A football team, we won our little championship in eighth grade, and I got the only touchdown. That was pretty cool. I played for the Oilers. I was fast as lightning. My hockey team almost won a tournament once, but we didn't. We won 3 games and then lost the championship. So not anything big.
My high school football team lost every single game my senior year by significant amounts.
Well,
it hasn't defined me as a person. What?
That's all right. Rosenbaum rating.
And now
let's go to Rosenbaum Ryan rating. First. Ryan, give us an accurate assessment here.
I was going to go half, but I've been enjoying talking about it, so I'm going to give it a 1.
1 rose for Mr. Ryan. Tom.
I wrote down 1 rose.
Wow. It's funny because I thought you guys were going to go heater or bombs on this one. So, you know, I was.
Thinking. Oh.
I'm going to give it a rose. That's what I'm going to give it. Death and save count 0 dead, 1 saved. Clark saves Chloe through 7 episodes, 3 dead, 14 saved. Slacking on dead people this season, guys. Series 95 dead, 117 saved. Ryan's favorite scene. You haven't picked out yet, Ryan?
I do.
All right.
I have 3 scenes of equal value.
All right.
Oh, jeez.
All right. Don't emphasize any one more than the other.
All right.
Yeah. Don't confuse.
I will not. All right. Scene 1. Clark throws the football with kryptonite.
Wait. Where's that?
Clark in the tire.
Oh.
Oh yeah. In the loft.
Scene 2. Clark and Lex play pool.
Boring.
Scene 3. Clark saves the day and makes the play.
Save the day and makes the play.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I just think it's better than the other two, but
it was just the best one.
It was
just fun. And all, yeah. I also like that he, like, cause we all kind of, we talked about earlier, like we kind of thought he was going to come back and catch the ball, but he came back and he got sacked. And I think that says a lot about his character. I think that was a very telling moment in a cool
that
way.
That was the way to go.
Yes. He came back and took the hit.
Guys, it's always a pleasure. That's it for the episode. I hope you guys had fun. We had some good laughs today. Stick around next week as we get Enchanted talking about season 4, episode number 8, Spell. And I think we're going to have a good effing time with this one. Yickety yikes. Spell. It just sounds like... witches and stuff. Oh boy. Oh brother. Where art thou? Let us know your thoughts on the episode over on our socials at Talkville Podcast or Talkville Pod. Show your support, please, by joining patreon.com/Talkville if you want this to continue. Help us out. And we appreciate it. More info on the show, our hotline number, all that is in the description. And again, my Instagram at the Michael Rosenbaum. Go to my link tree for everywhere Tom and I will be, cons, this and that, cameos, and all the jazz. And remember, folks, always hold on to Smallville. See you, Tommy.
Can you do that in a Russian accent?
And remember, folks, always hold on to Smallville.
How's that?
Good.
And remember, folks.
Hey,
And remember, folks, always hold on to Smallville.
All right, now it's time for the top tier patrons. We give their shout outs because they make the show happen along with other patrons who give back to the show. Patreon.com/Talkville. We'll start it out with Nikki G, Leanne P, Raj C, Santiago M, Little Lisa, Thomas the Leaf Blower, Shane W, Sophie M, Betsy D. I love saying all these names. Abby P, Ray Harada, Fatima T, Karen Apple M, 99 More, Lilani N, Brett G, Always Hold On to Smallville, Estevan G, Garrett W, Bob K, Kimberly L, Tom N, Jason W, Osama A, Glenda the Good Witch P, Lana Rhymes with Banana W, Nancy D, Brian G, Sarah W. We love you.
YVR Grips, thank you, Vancouver, Anna M, Amanda R, Teddy, 1, 2, 7, Michael P, COM, Ryan R, Jordan M, not M Jordan, because that's somebody else, Randy B, Craig G, Heather and Greg, we love you from DC, I made Topville Say Butts, Brian H, Eric K, Kristen B, Happy, Nanine W, Stephanie K, Dark Achilles. Sorry.
Darth Finky, Achilles. Darth Achilles.
Darth Achilles. Finky, early is on time. Actually, not. Damn, who's that? Jeanette E, Deadvid, General Zod, Theodore, Big D, Doug R, Carlos C, Ken the Liver Guy, Corey L, Mr. Homer Cade, love you. Jesse C, Claire M, D Brown, Taranira M, finally got it right.
Yes.
Jules M, L. Don Supremo, Leslie V, McBurts, Ginger Moose, Christoph S, Michelle M, Drew, Michael Klein, doesn't blank.
Sebastian F, Sourpuss, Cranky Pants, Das, Dak, Fiando, Matthew and Lincoln B, The Coopers, Mary and Louise L, C, Gio, Cindy C, Nikki L, Shannon Faux Fan, and thanks for the question on this last episode. Tina E, Matt Rick, Jen T, Randy S, Cassie B, Brad A, Felicia R, Danny L, JS, Rachel D, Gingerous Prime, and Nate D. When you're rich, you aren't crazy. You are eccentric. Chicken Flower, Sammy S, Carrie Ann, Patrick R, The Alexander Castle, Daryl E, Charlene A, Lady L, Spicy Chicken, Jenny B, Anna B, Monica T, Tom is my hall pass. Jenna May C, yeah, Tom is my hall pass. Green Arrows, G String, Eric M, Jeffrey K, Tony K, Pip Kenobi, Katya C, previously on Smallville, Geneva D, Matt C, Deepro, Sajal, and Devin, Chadwick B, Keith B, Chiru, Major Paradox, and Mark J. Without you guys,
wait,
we don't have
I don't
a show.
Know how many, but we got some new people in there.
We got new people, and welcome to Smallville.
Thank you.
Welcome to Talkville. Welcome to the Patreon world, where people unite and talk Smallville and become family. And a lot of friends spawn from this. And we're just happy to have you. And thank you for loving the show and supporting it. And we'll continue to do it as long as you'll have us. And thanks, Tom. Thanks for being here, buddy.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for making this work. Ryan, everybody, thank you so much.